Chapter 12. Our Lord's Beloved Power. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Tvijay Namaha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostute. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Brindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye. Today is Radhastami, the appearance day of Srimati Radharani. In the scriptures, especially Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is much glorification of Srimati Radharani. Hladini ra sara prema, prema sara bhava, bhavera parama kashtha, nama mahabhava. Mahabhava svarupa Sri Radha Takurani, sarva guna kani krishna kanta shiromani. From Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila 4:68-69. Quote, the essence of ecstasy is love. The essence of love is heart. And the acme of heart is called Mahabhava. And the personality of Mahabhava is our queen, Sri Radha Takurani. She is the mine of all good, the jewel of Krishna's beloveds. End of quote. We can understand the identification of Srimati Radharani in this way. The power and the powerful are non-different, but when the power wants to play with the powerful, they are taking different forms. One is power and the other is powerful. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Hladini Shaktir Asmad Ekat Manav Api Bhuvi Pura Deha Bhedangatau Tau Chaitanyakyam Prakatam Adhuna Tad Dvayam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Jyuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Svarupam. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila 1:5. Although the divine form of Radha Krishna is one, sometimes for the pastimes of love, the power and the powerful play together as two. There we will see Hladini Shakti playing with Krishna in full love, beauty, charm and affection. That is the form of Srimati Radharani. Pranaya Vikritir. Where love herself is taking form and playing with the powerful, that is Srimati Radharani. Srila Swarup Damodara has explained that Krishna's power is classified in three manifestations. First is Chit Shakti, the transcendental potency. The second is Jara Shakti, mundane potency. And the third is where the first two come very close to each other, and that is called Tatashta Shakti. First is light, second is shadow, and third is the position midway between the two. That is called Tatashta. And from that third plane, the innumerable jiva souls are manifest. Krishna, the powerful, with these three powers in their fullness, is playing in the Paravyoma Dham. There, unlimited manifestations of the Lord are living, all within the infinite plane. And in Vrindavan, where Krishna's play is overflowing with love and affection, everything is for the satisfaction of the powerful. There, love has five kinds of manifestation: Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhura. And Madhura is of two types: consorthood, svakiya, and paramo, parakiya. Where we see the supreme manifestation of Madhura Ras, there we see the manifestation of Srimati Radharani. She is Hladini Shakti, and Hladini Shakti is further explained in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna ke haladhe tate nama Hladini, se shakti dvare sukha asvade apani. Madhilila 8.157. Quote, that power which is always supplying service for the satisfaction of Krishna, and through which comes full happiness, full joy, and full ecstasy, that is called by the name Hladini. End of quote. In that realm, everything is eternal, and we cannot properly conceive that within our mundane intelligence. Therefore, Sriman Mahaprabhu has said it is achintya. We have seen in the garden of one lady a tree with three different types of fruit growing from it, apricot, pear, and plum, all growing in the same tree. I often use the example that if I ask a banana tree to please give me one mango, it will not be able to give that, not in this world. But after seeing that tree, actually two or three trees were there, I can say that it is possible, but still unbelievable. So if in this mundane world it is possible, then why not in the transcendental world? Chintamani prakarasatma sukalpa vriksha lakshavriteshu surabhira vipalayantam lakshmi sahasra shata sambrama sevyamanam govindam aripurushang tamahang bhajami. Sri Brahma Sanhita 5.29. Quote, surrounded by millions of wish-fulfilling trees, in abodes made of multitudes of wish-yielding gems, he who tends the ever-yielding cows, and who is perpetually served with great affection by hundreds of thousands of Lakshmis, the primeval Lord Govinda do I worship. End of quote. The explanation of Goloka Dham, given in Sri Brahma Sanhita, is inconceivable from this plane, but it exists eternally, and there all play is going on by the power of Srimati Radharani. She is always trying to satisfy Krishna in so many ways. Her form is most beautiful, and Krishna is also so nice and beautiful, and when they are playing together, the whole transcendental universe also plays through that mood of their love. Here is the shadow universe, where Jara Shakti is the power, and that power is also eternal. Still, in the shadow we cannot clearly see everything. The shadow of my hand will not show the color of my hand, and many other things are unmanifest in the shadow. That Jara Shakti can also be divided into three, gross matter, subtle matter, or the mental plane, and the ego, or ahankar. These three cover the jiva soul, so we are unable to perceive our real self. Where the play of the power and the powerful is always manifest, that is called Vaikuntha Loka, and there unlimited manifestations of the Lord are playing eternally. And where that play is supreme, where the principal manifestation of the power and the powerful is to be found, that place is called Goloka Brindavan. There the powerful is known by many names, Krishna Nanda Nandana, Yashoda Nandana, Shyama Sundar, Govinda, and many more. And the power is manifest fully as Srimati Radharani, and she also appears in many divine forms, the Sakis, the Manjaris, and others, for the service of Krishna. It is said in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnera yateka kela sarvottama nara lila nara vapu tahara svarupa Gopavesha Venukara Navakishora Navavara Nara Lilara Hoya Anurupa. Madhyalila 21.101. Quote, "The most supreme form of Godhead is Krishna, who plays in his eternal divine pastimes, just like a human being, an ever-youthful cowherd boy of Vrindavan. He enacts his pastimes, always playing his flute and dancing expertly." End of quote. The devotees here in this mundane world, those who have received exclusive devotion through the mercy of the power, they can see the pastimes of Krishna, and they are distributing that to us through the scriptures, through themselves, and through their agents, the rishis, munis, and sadhus. Sometimes Krishna himself, with his full paraphernalia and associates, reveals himself in this material world, and that is called lila. Lila means that which looks like our own activities, but is not exactly that. Similarly, yet entirely different. Ashtavingsha chaturyuge dvaparera sheshe vrajira sahite hoya krishnera prakashe. Adilila 3.10. When Krishna appeared in Dvapara Yuga, the Yuga avatar Krishna and the original powerful Krishna manifested in this mundane world in a combined way. In Dwarka, Mathura and Vrindavan, Krishna manifested himself in different ways. They are all eternal and transcendental, but there is some difference. Acharya Srila Rupa Goswami has explained this as Purna, Purnatara, and Purnatama, perfect, more perfect, and most perfect, respectively. Those pastimes begin with the Janma Leela, the appearance of Lord Krishna. Krishna says in Srimad Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yo Veti Tatvataha Chaktva dehang punar janma naiti mam eti sorjuna. Quote, "Those who can properly understand, veti tatvataha, my birth and activities, they will never again be subject to the cycle of birth and death." End of quote. So who can really understand that? His birth and death are not the same as ours. They are like the rising and setting of the sun. Surya is rising and setting in the path of our vision, but he is not born at sunrise and does not die at sunset. Krishna's birth and death is something like that. When the power herself, Srimati Radharani, appears in this world, along with the powerful himself, Sri Krishna, she is fully replete with all beauty, all charm, all love, all affection and all harmony. And when their play is moving in Vrindavan, the whole atmosphere, the plants, the trees, the earth, everything, is Purna, perfect. Shriyaha kantaha kantaha parama purushaha kalpa taravo. Druma bhumish chintamani ganamai toyam amritam. Kathaganang natyang gamanang api vangshi priya sakhi. Chid anandam jyotihi param api tad ashvajam api cha. Sayatra kshirabhi sravati sura bhidhyas cha sumahan. Nimeshadhakyo va vrajati nahi yatrapi samayaha. Bhaje shvetadipam tam aham iha golokam ityam. Vidantaste santaha kshiti virala charaha katipaye. Sri Brahma Sanhita 5.56. And a long quote. That place where the divine goddesses of fortune are the beloved, and Krishna, the supreme male, is the only lover. All the trees are divine wish-fulfilling trees. The soil is made of transcendental gems, and the water is nectar, where every word is a song, every movement is dancing. The flute is the dearmost companion. Sunlight and moonlight are divine ecstasy, and all that be is divine and enjoyable, where a great ocean of milk eternally flows from the udders of billions of Surabhi cows, and the divine time is eternally present, never suffering the estrangement of past and future for even a split second. That supreme transcendental abode of Svetadeep do I adore. Practically no one in this world knows that place but for only a few pure souls, and they know it as Goloka. End of quote. This is the explanation, but still we cannot conceive it entirely. So the Shastra says it is achintya. When you enter into that transcendental abode, then you will feel and understand. Before that, it will be astonishing to you. Srimati Radharani appeared on this day 5,000 years ago, and she played with Krishna in Vrindavan, manifesting full paramour love with him. Srila Rupa Goswami, knowing that our vision is not very deep, has written that although their play is like that of a man and woman, it is in fact completely different from this mundane nature. Some expression has been given in the scriptures, because there is no other way to express it. But what kind of love Srimati Radharani has for Krishna, and what kind of love Krishna has for Srimati Radharani, we cannot conceive of it. Pirabhirnava kalakuta katuttar garvasya nirvasano nisyandena mudang sudha madhuri mahankara sankochanaha premasundari nandanandana paro jagarti yasyantare gyayante sputam asya vakra madhurashtenaiva vikrantayaha. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila 252. The nature of the love of Radha and Krishna is described in this verse. It is like the burning pain caused by a cobra's bite, which can cause unconsciousness within minutes. Such inconceivable pain is coming through love. Similarly, the happiness coming through that love is like all ecstasy coming together, taking form and giving inconceivable joy in the heart. Akaitava Krishna prema yena jambunanda hema se prema nriloke na hoya yadi hoya tara yoga na hoya tabe viyoga viyoga hoyale keha na jiyaya. Manjalila 243. Who has that type of love for Krishna, he cannot be separated from that in any way at any time. And if somehow separation does occur, then he or she must surely die. Srila Rupa Goswami has written, Disi disi rachayantin sancharen netra lakshmi vilasita kuralibhi kanjari tasya kelam Hridaya madhupa malling vallavadhisha suner akila guna garbhirang radikam achayami. And Sri Prabhadananda Sarasvati has given the following verse in praise of Srimati Radharani. Yasya kadapi vasananchala ke lanota danya Siddhanya Pavanena Kritatamani Yogindra Durgama Gatir Madhusudanopi Tasya Namostu Vrishabhanu Bhuvodishepi. The meaning is a very high matter to discuss in a public meeting. Our gurus have given very strong caution in this regard, and that is always checking our tongue. Srila Guru Maharaj has written that Shukadev Goswami, Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma all have given indication from afar. Shuka, Shiva, Brahmadi, Samanitang, from Srimad Bhaktivinoda Viraha Dashakam. But all are reluctant to take the name of Srimati Radharani publicly. And why is that? The reason is that they are fearful that we will mix that highest thing with Sahajiyaism, imitationism. A warning is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam itself. Vikriditang vraja vahubhir idangcha vishnuho shadhan vito nushinuyad ata varayad yaha bhakting parang bhagavati pratilabhya kamang hrid rogam ashvapa hinotya chirena dhiraha. 10.33.39. The meaning is that if you hear about the pastimes of Krishna with the gopis, then from your physical and subtle body, lust will be driven out and you will become dhira, or liberated with the mood of real devotion. But we are warned how to hear and the correct way to discuss these things. This is also given in this verse, Shradhan Vitaha and Anushrinuyat. First, strong faith in those pastimes is necessary. And secondly, you must hear those pastimes only from a perfect master, who is himself liberated and in full knowledge. Without fulfilling these two conditions, if you try to discuss these matters, you will be in a very dangerous position. Naitat samacharej jatu manasapi hyanishvaraha vinasyat yacharam maudhyat yatarudro ti jam visham. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.33.30. Without following the proper course, to hear and discuss these things will be as dangerous as trying to drink poison in imitation of Lord Shiva. These things must be heard, but strictly under the guidance of an expert, otherwise you will lose. We can discuss these shlokas of Prabodhananda Sarasvati a little, but I do not like to enter into that in public. Rather, I will try to glorify our Lord's beloved power in another way. Before I began today, we sang Sri Sri Radhika Stuti by Srila Rupa Goswami. There he is glorifying Srimati Radharani. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayate. She is the dearmost power of Krishna, Madhava. Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhu has used this word Madhava. Ma means Lakshmi Devi, and Lakshmi Devi also wants entrance into the Rasalila of Sri Krishna. When Krishna shows his majestic form of Narayan, the power there is Lakshmi Devi. In Narayan, we will find Dasyaras and Ardha Sakya, half friendship. No one will say to Narayan, "O my friend Narayan, please come here." But that is possible with Krishna. After tasting a very sweet fruit, we cannot then offer that to Narayan. But again, that is possible with Krishna. So we can say that a more beautiful relationship is found with Lord Krishna. We can play with Krishna, but we cannot play with Narayan. Lakshmi Devi is always serving Narayan in a very honorable way, whereas the gopis are treating Krishna as their boyfriend. And so Lakshmi Devi aspires to enter into that group. The Leela of Sri Ramachandra is also different to that of Krishna. Sri Ramachandra is so beautiful that the rishis of Dandakaranya want to play with him. They offered to take the form of girls to play with him. But he told them, "It is not possible in this avatar. But when Krishna appears in Dwapara Yuga, then you can take the form of girlfriends and play with me. But that form must be Krishna." Krishna has five kinds of relationship with the devotees, and this is not found in any other manifestation of the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam says, "Ete changsa kalaha pungshaha krishnas tu bhagavan svayam indrari vyakulang lokang mridayanti yuge yuge." 1.3.28. And in Brahma Sanhita, 5.1, "Ishvaraha paramaha krishnaha sakchit ananda vigraha anadir adir govindaha sava karana karanam." Sarva karana karanam means the cause of all causes and the creator of all creators. Transcendental or mundane, he is the supreme original. Reality is for itself and by itself. If reality was existing for another, then that other would hold the highest position. Even Narayan cannot claim the position of Krishna. In the abode of Narayan, there are 2.5 rasas existing there. In Dwaraka Leela, we see that Krishna has 16,108 queens, and they are all married to Krishna. But in Brajadhama, Krishna has no marriage relationship. There, his relationships are all paramour. In this world, that relationship is very bad. To make harmony in this mundane world, some laws have been introduced. You do not take my wife, and I will not take your wife. This is harmonious adjustment, and for that purpose many scriptural rules are also given here. But where nothing bad can exist, that plane where nothing can be touched by anything dirty, there, paramour love is super beautiful. There, only the consciousness of the paramour is present, and through that consciousness they are tasting paramour love. That is so beautiful, surpassing the beauty of even consorthood. We may not be able to conceive of that from this plane, but the scripture can see, and it is existing there. And from time to time it is revealed here. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Doyakari Svapashada Sviya Dhamma Saha Avatari. When Krishna mercifully wants to show his pastimes in the mundane world, he reveals that along with all his associates and paraphernalia. When Krishna appears, then Srimati Radharani also appears as the full power, along with all of her associates. Perhaps you have heard how she appeared. One day, Brishabhanu Raj, while at the river Jamuna, saw a small baby girl lying in a lotus flower. He was very surprised, and so he took that baby girl and gave her to his wife, Mother Kirtida. When everyone heard, they were delighted that Maharaj Brishabhanu and Mother Kirtida had got a daughter. Everyone believed that she was their daughter born from a lotus. That is the nature and devotional mood of the faithful plane. Everyone worshipped Brishabhanu Raj and Kirtida, praising them for their beautiful daughter. But she would not open her eyes. Anyhow, within a few days, Mother Jashoda heard that Raja Brishabhanu and Mother Kirtida had a nice newborn girl, and so, with baby Krishna, she came to see. When Mother Yashoda took that beautiful girl on her lap, Krishna also tried to see, and when Krishna was looking into the face of Radharani, she opened her eyes for the very first time. Everyone was stunned and thought, "Oh, this boy is very auspicious. When he touched this girl, she opened her eyes. This was her first darshan, the first meeting of the power and the powerful. Then, later, Radharani was growing up in the house of Maharaj Vrishabhanu, and she was very beautiful and very intelligent and qualified in so many ways. Then, one day, Rishi Durvasa came to the house of Maharaj Vrishabhanu, and Srimati Radharani cooked very nicely for him. Durvasa was so pleased with her that he gave her a boon that whatever she cooked would taste of ecstasy, and whoever will eat her cooking, they will get a long life. Mother Yashoda heard of that boon, so every day she would call Srimati Radharani to cook something for Krishna. Even after Srimati Radharani was married to Abhimanyu, she had an open invitation, and she was so happy. And Abhimanyu was also very happy, and sometimes he is also taking that prasadam. This is Nitya Leela. In Brajadam, they do not like to say Srimati Radharani. In Bengal, they say Srimati Radharani, but in Brajadam, they say Sri Radha. We are adding Srimati, but they do not like that. They cannot say why, but they don't like it. In the Bengali poetry of Chandidas, Vidyapati, and others, the word Srimati is often found, and Sriman Mahaprabhu relished that. So, Sri Prabhadananda Sarasvatipad has given this shloka. Yasya kadapi vasananchala kelanotha dhanyati dhanya pavanena krithatamani yogindra durgama gatir madhusudanopi tasya namostu vrishabhanu bhuvodishepi. He has expressed that when Srimati Radharani is moving, some breeze is coming from her clothing, and then that breeze is touching Krishna. And Krishna is feeling so fortunate at feeling that breeze, it is giving him so much joy, and that is her qualification. Srila Prabhudananda Sarasvati has given this explanation, but when he is giving his pranam, he says, Tasyaha namostu vrishabhanu bhuvodishe pi. Quote, from a respectful distance I am offering my dandavat pranam, not directly to Srimati Radharani, but to the place of her birth, Vrishabhanupur. In the direction of that most holy of holy places am I making my obeisance. End of quote. Srila Rupa Goswami's song continues, Gokule Taruni Mandala Mahite. That place, Gokula, where all the associates are very beautiful, like Lakshmi Devi, there they are all charmed to see the exquisite beauty of Srimati Radharani, who is always decorated with many beautiful garments and scented flowers. Damodara Rati Vadhana Veshe Hari Nishkuta Brindavipineshe. Her pastimes are going on eternally with Krishna in Sri Brindavan Dham. Vrishabhanu Dadi Navashashi Leke. Dadi means the ocean. Just as the moon is said to have appeared from the ocean, so from the ocean of Vrishabhanu Raj appeared Srimati Radharani. Lalita Sakhi Guna Ramita Vishake. Karunam kuru mai karuna bharite sanaka sanatana vanita charite. All liberated devotees, the highly qualified mukta purush devotees, such as Sanaka and Sanatan, they are always glorifying the abode of Krishna with his devotees, and particularly the supreme servitor of Krishna, Srimati Radharani. On this Radhastami day, Srila Guru Maharaj has given us the opportunity to sing the song by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Radhika Charana Padma Shakala Shreyera Sadma Yatane Ne Nahi Aradhila. Quote, I did not take care to worship the lotus feet of Sri Radhika, which are the abode of all auspiciousness. End of quote. The Rupanuga Sampradaya gives some special, unique appreciation of Srimati Radharani. They feel that without the merciful connection of Srimati Radharani, they cannot approach towards Krishna at all. Only if the order is coming from her will they move towards him. They are extremely fanatical about Srimati Radharani, and that is their foremost qualification. In another song, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Radha bhajane yadi mati nahi bhela, Krishna bhajana tava akararane gela. If you have no intention to serve Srimati Radharani, if your intention is only service to Sri Krishna, then you are surely spoiled. Atapa rahita suraya nahi jani, Radha virahita madhava nahi mani. Just as without heat we cannot know the sun, so without Srimati Radharani there is no Krishna. The powerful is powerless. Kevala madhava pujaye so agyani. Who worships Krishna without Radharani, their conception must be imperfect. Who knows the glories of the power must first worship the power and then the powerful. Uma, Rama, Satya, Shachi, Chandra, Rukmini, Radhar Avatara, Shobe, Amnaya Vani. All the auspicious, powerful, divine women, such as Uma, Rama Devi, Lakshmi, Satyabhama, Sati, Chandravali, etc., all are the expansions of Srimati Radharani. Hena Radha Paricharya Yakara Dana Bhakati Vinoda Tara Magaye Charana. Thus Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in conclusion that who worship the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, he worships their lotus feet. Srimati Thakurani Kijai. May all glory be unto her, the power of powers, and the queen of Sri Krishna's heart. End of chapter 12 of Affectionate Guidance by Srila Bhaktisunda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj.